as they continue to put pressure on the ISIS fighters that remain inside of the final three neighborhoods, the remaining 5 square kilometers that ISIS holds within Mosul. This is the toughest and most difficult fighting to date in the campaign to defeat ISIS. And we have seen that this is very tight and difficult and dense urban combat environment.
How strong are they in terms of numbers in Mosul?
In Mosul, we assess that the final remaining fighters that are in the old city, they are reduced to less than 1,000. And you know, it could be even less than that, but we assess that that the ISIS fighters that are remaining in Mosul is less than 1,000.
Are these the hardcore ones, or the ones that couldn't get out, or the ones that didn't want to leave? How do you categorize them if you do?
Well, what we have seen in the past is that once the leadership, once ISIS leaders know and understand that the isolation ring before the actual assault and the liberation, they will have a good sense of when it's time to cut and run. And we've seen this many times when ISIS leaders will depart and sneak out of a particular area that is going to be taken and will move on somewhere else and leave the fighting to the largely, oftentimes, the foreign fighters who will fight to the death.
Colonel Ryan Dillon, spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.